Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning out there listening audience, and thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time I come on these airways introducing this show, Home-Based Business 101, here on Blog Talk Radio, which has been aired on this platform since November of 2007. Yes, we've been on here for like 10 years coming up this November. Here on Blog Talk Radio, we've had close to over 100,000 people that have listened to shows here on Home-Based Business 101 platform, truly making this listener-supported radio. We thank you for your listens. We thank you, all of those people who chime in, whether you catch us live or you listen to us in the archive broadcast. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Today's show is about a new program under Movements Unlimited called the Travel Intern to Travel Agent Program in 90 Days. But before I get into the content and topic of today's show and program, I do need to put this announcement out. We lost a tremendous person in the passing of Richard Claxton Gregory. A lot of people know him as Dick Gregory. I know him as Baba Dick Gregory. Have some very fond memories of times that we spent together, times together with him. One time when he was on a fast, he was walking from Baton Rouge to somewhere, and I'm trying to remember where that was. Another time when I was a student at the University of New Orleans, and we brought Bob Dick Gregory to the campus to speak. And I remember us trying to figure out what we wanted to give him besides the money that we had gotten from the school to pay him for coming to speak. And so we all decided we would get him a fruit basket. And, you know, as a vegetarian, it was that time he was promoting the Bohemian diet. And I never forget, he laughed. He said, you know what? He says, I really appreciate what y'all did here in terms of getting me a fruit basket. He says, you know, I go all over the country and do different things, you know, and, you know, rarely do people offer me something to eat. He says, now, as much as, you know, I like to eat fruit and everything else, he says, you know, I can't eat this fruit basket that y'all gave me. He says, because, he says, nothing against y'all. I know y'all some good students and y'all mean well. He said, but there's always some sinister person who might have decided to stick some poison in the fruit so that they can get rid of Dick Gregory. He says, so y'all enjoy the fruit. I thank you for the gesture, and I thank you for thinking about me in that manner, and y'all go ahead and y'all eat the fruit. And, you know, we all laughed, and, you know, it was a very interesting time, you know. And then how, I would never forget how one friend of ours who was part of the NAACP after meeting Dick Gregory decided that he was not going to smoke any more marijuana. So, I mean, the impact that this man had on people's lives and changes that he helped bring about in people's awareness and, you know, some of the great things that he did when he went through the South during the Civil Rights era, especially when they were doing the huge voter registration piece, and how he was making, like, about $3.9 million a year as a comedian. He took a lot of his money, bought food, put it on a plane, and took food to Mississippi Delta area to feed the hungry people that were in the area as they was working to get those people registered to vote, because to register people to vote back then was like, in the rural South, was like death and isolation for those people because they get cut off. You know, the Klan and other people that told black folks, you don't need to vote. And so that's why it's so important that we stay informed and that, you know, we make sure that we do not let these ignorant people, such as we had this recent class in Charlottesville, be able to raise their little ugly heads and say that that they're not interested in change for the better for everybody. You know, that hey, they want a new civil war. You know, and it's sad that we have a president in office who does not take a strong enough stance against this racial animosity and hatred that we currently have going on. Well, I don't want to get too deep into that because that's a topic for a whole nother show. Our show is about internships and what we're offering, especially in the business platform and the business arena. So, again, tributes and honors to Baba Dick Gregory, who lived to be 84. And I'm also thankful that this past week I was able to celebrate my dad's 85th birthday. He's had a chance to outlive Baba Dick Gregory. And I'm glad to say that my father's in good spirits, good health, good strength, sound mind, sound body, still gets out and goes swimming, exercising, walking, and, you know, pretty much eats pretty good. Got some still things he's working on for us, his diet. But overall, 85, he's doing fine. I'm glad to still have him here in the land of the living. But I miss Dick Gregory, Baba Dick Gregory. And Baba, for those that don't know what that means, Baba means, it's a Kiswahili word, it means father, because he was like another father to a lot of us in the civil rights movement, the black liberation movement, the human rights movement. He was definitely a warrior, and, you know, he used comedy to be able to address situations and things that was going on to get people to think. And we need to think. All right, so let me get into my show topic for today. Movers Unlimited is offering a new program called Travel Internship to Travel Agent. And the objective is to help people be able to accomplish that in 90 days. Some people, it might take a little bit longer. And, again, Movers Unlimited is a 501c3 nonprofit charitable organization. Some people say, well, how are you able to offer a travel internship program that can lead to someone becoming a travel agent without charging them anything? Well, that's one of the things that you can do when you're a nonprofit. You can offer internships. This is not the first time Movers Unlimited has done internships. We've done internships when we ran Ridenour Heights Culture Center, and we've always had programs that we designed with economic impact through practicing the principle of Ujamaa, cooperative economics. And what is that? That's the fourth principle of the Nguzo Saba, which is part of the seven principles of the African-American holiday of Kwanzaa. What does Ujamaa mean? To build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses and profit from them together. At Movers Unlimited, we've always said that any money that people and a part of Movers Unlimited help us raise, that they will share in the proceeds. We had a program years ago that we did with a company in Maryland that has now spread pretty much East Coast wide. I don't know if they're going totally nationwide, called Joe Corby's Pizza. And they had pizza in a box. And that company was started by a gentleman who was started in his house. It started off as a home-based business. Very interesting, right? And eventually went from home-based business to actually having a plant, a physical plant, to be able to put together the pizza kits and get them out. Well, basically what Joe Corby's did, they had a program, and every time you sold a kit, you made $5.50 as an organization. And so what, you know, you was responsible for doing was getting members in your organization to sell kits to raise money for your organization. So we looked at it twofold. We said, okay, we got children here in our program. They like pizza. You know, and so we would get pizzas from Joe Corby's and do pizza parties, promote, which was a decent product, You put the pizza kits, you put the pieces together. They had a whole wheat dough, and they had a regular dough, and they had different kind of pizza kits, from pepperoni pizza kits to plain cheese pizza kits to sausage pizza kits. And then they had, for those people who had certain dietary restrictions and habits, they had what they called the kosher pizza kits, in which they had, you know, no meat products, but basically it was the cheese pizza kits. But, you know, they was attempting to address the needs of the consumer. So what did we do? We decided, okay, they gave us $5.50 for every kit that sold. So what we decided to do was, for children that would sell the pizza kits, as opposed to them selling pizza kits and they get a bunch of kits sold and we give them a toy that usually gets broke up in about a week or so, we said we will share the profits. And that helped out tremendously because we had parents who was able to benefit from how we shared the profits. Now, how did we share the profits? What we did was, for every kit that we sold, we got $5.54. We would give the students $2 of that. $2 of that up front, which means that so every time they sold 25 kits, they made $50. And we put a dollar into what we call deferred compensation. Every time they sold 25 kits, they got $50 in cash, and they would get a $25. $50 savings bond. We could get a $50 savings bond for $25. So there was like, they had $50 in cash and $50 in deferred compensation. And I'll never forget, we had one little young man, Anthony, I'm trying to remember what Anthony's last name is now. You know, my wife will probably might text me that so I can remember his last name. But Anthony, never forget, you know, his mother would really push the pizza kits, because by them making the extra money, it helped with a summer camp bill, and her son got savings bonds out of it. I think he ended up, out of that particular program, getting somewhere close to 9 to 10 savings bonds time that we did that particular program. So his name was Anthony Williams. My wife just texted me his name. Thank you, Cynthia. And he, like I said, the young man received was about 9. He was the one that had the most savings bonds. But we had children who, some got 2, some ended up with 3, some ended up with 4 or 5. But, you know, Anthony ended up with 10. Also, Anthony accompanied us to the Black Enterprise Entrepreneur Conference. I'm trying to remember what year it was that we went. We went to Opryland. When Black Enterprise was in Opryland, we went there, and they had part of what they had too for the children is they had the Teenpreneurs Conference, in which there was total workshops just for the youth that they attended. And whilst adults was in workshops during the day, they had special breakfast for the youth. They got a full breakfast. And they would go to workshops where they would learn about entrepreneurship and business. And so the program that we had, it ended up with many spillovers that allowed us to be able to teach entrepreneurship to young people. So what is this new internship program that we have called Travel Intern to Travel Agent in 90 Days? Well, this new program is basically designed really for young adults. And just recently had a person that signed up this weekend, and we'll be getting them started later on in this week when we have time, me and that person have time to meet between their two jobs. And so what is an internship? Let me go over what is an internship, because a lot of times people don't understand the benefits of an internship. An internship is an agreement between you and a company or an organization for a fixed period of time, such as a semester, a quarter, a fixed period of time, maybe a year. You agree to work for them, and they agree to mentor and teach you. Internships can offer valuable insight into a particular field or career. Ours, in this case, is the field of travel. And why travel? Because travel is an $8.1 trillion industry. Tremendous amount of money is involved in travel. And so that's why we chose that particular path. Most internships are unpaid, but some offer low rent. Many internships are organized through colleges and high school programs. Many companies go on to hire successful interns full-time. And again, as it says in internships, most, you know, you get experience over money. Well, in the case of our internship here with the travel, is what we're doing is we have some products that the intern will be able to help us with marketing. And even though they're not a part of the marketing company that we do the marketing through, they, as an intern with our company who has a contract to market these services, they can receive compensation from us, Movements Unlimited, until they earn enough money and decide they want to become a business partner with us and then own their own travel agency. But they will learn how to give away, in this case, our Voitex customized travel website that helps people save money on their travel. And they also will be able to help with being able to book group travel trips through the Movements Unlimited travel agency that we have connections with a company called Pro Travel Network, and they will be able to help us with expanding our travel bookings and in terms of their business. And for anything that they do that leads towards commissions for Movements Unlimited, they'll get 50% of those commissions. Now, that is great considering the fact that they're going to get training. They're going to be able to register for, or they go on a website and they register for what's called Travel Agent University, and they will be able to get training to learn how to market different resorts, how to become a travel specialist for certain countries and certain things. So they're going to get education about travel, which means by the time they get through this 90-day period, you know, God willing, and they follow the steps, they're going to earn income through being able to give away the Voitex and having people use it and get 50% of the commission that comes to Movements Unlimited, or being able to help with a booking, or maybe somebody in their family is having a family reunion, and now as they're a travel intern, they can help their family with saving on that particular family reunion or where they're going or whatever the travel needs or people that they know, they will be able to assist in that process as an intern and ultimately be able to move on and venture to having their own travel agency. So for $0 out, but trading time and spending time with us as a company, they will learn the travel industry. They will learn how they can market and book travel through the travel industry to assist Movements Unlimited with obtaining more travel customers. And in the process of doing that, they share in the intake of the revenues that come in. So we're excited about being able to offer that. And one of my team members is already a part of Movements Unlimited, who him and his wife have their own travel agency called Don's Travel and More, sent me some information concerning some high schools in the city that he's in Winston-Salem, who has a hospitality and tourism program, and we're looking to be able to see how we can connect with some of these institutions to not only help young people learn about hospitality and tourism, but how they can earn money as an intern through the Movements Unlimited program, and then as they come out of high school, ultimately have their own career and their own travel business. So we see a lot of possibilities in terms of what we're going to do with this program. We're excited about it. For people that want more information about the program, You can text me at 252-458-3712. That's 252-458-3712 to get more information. Or you can go right to, if you're listening to this program online through our Blog Talk Radio site, you can leave a comment and you can leave your email address. And, you know, once you get more information and we get that information out to you, or you can go to the Movements Unlimited website, which is www.movementsunlimited.net. And that's Movements, MOVEMENTS, Unlimited, UNLIMITED.net. And when you pull that website up, you'll see a link that says Travel Intern to Travel Agent Program. And you can click that link and you can get all the details about the program and how to get a registration form, recommendation form, how to get what we call a weekly activity sheet so that we can track what you're doing as an intern and guide you, mentor you, and coach you along the way so that you can become a successful intern. That's what we want to do. We want to develop successful interns that turn into successful travel agents. And this is so, so important. And part of the internship development program, we have a personal development program for all of the interns because we believe, as Dennis Kimbrough believes, that readers are leaders. And I'm going to share something from Think and Grow Rich, Black Choice. Mr. Kimbrough goes on. There has long been a general misconception regarding the meaning of the word educate. The word has its roots within the Latin word educo, which means to develop from within, to draw out, to grow through use. An educated person is one who knows how to acquire the resources he needs in the attainment of his main purpose. Cato, the Roman statesman, once said, "Wise men profit from fools, then fools profit from wise men. For wise men try to avoid the faults of fools, but not so many fools ever try to emulate the good example of the wise men." No man's education is ever finished, said Napoleon Hill. A man's reading program should be as carefully planned as his daily diet, for it too is food, without which he cannot mentally develop. The key right there is Napoleon Hill says that your reading program is just as important as your diet, what you feed your mind. What you feed your mind. You know, we've done a show here before about learning how to control our thoughts, which can lead to controlling our actions. What you feed your mind is so, so important. See, and that's and when you you read, you study, and if you're in the business of sales and sales involvement, one of the things that you realize most is that you have to be enthusiastic. And I remember a person, a great mentor and coach by the name of Art Williams, who used to say, being excited when you don't feel like being excited. You know, and that can happen to many a day. You know, many a day, you know, you might have a business presentation to do, and that business presentation, you know, you have to do, but you got some bad news. Some bad news came along your way, and boom, it just knocked the wind out of you. And how do you get that excitement and enthusiasm back? Because people can hear it in your voice if you're down. And that's why it's important as a salesperson, we need to practice what we're going to say to people. And one of the things that salespeople should have is another person that they can share their presentation with so that they can hear, that person can hear them and be able to help them with their articulation of their message so that they can make sure that they're getting their message across in an enthusiastic, comprehensive way that gets people to say yes, yes, yes. And so it's very, very important. As a salesperson, you might want to end up getting a speech coach, someone that can help you with your speech, because that is very, very important, because that's the number one gift that people always talk about in terms of a salesperson, having the gift of gab. Well, you can have the gift of gab, but you got to have some enthusiasm mixed up in there too. And the main thing is you just got to learn how to be persistent, persistent, persistent. See, you got to just keep pushing forward all the time. All the time being persistent. Not some of the time, all of the time. And I can say from reading and reading a lot that, as Alice Walker says here also in this paragraph by Dennis Kimbrough, Alice Walker, and some of you know she's they call it a Pulitzer Prize winning author. She says, more than once did I hesitate between eating and buying a rare book. And I understand exactly what she's talking about because, you know, sometimes I don't like to be in bookstores because I'm in bookstores and I see books, I see titles, and I'd be like, if I got the money, boom, I'm getting it. I like library that we have here in Rocky Mount, Braswell Memorial Library, because they do have a shelf where they have, like, at times they have free books that they give away. You can just pick out a books that were donated back to the library. That's where we got my wife's Og Mandino book that she's reading right now in terms of Og. We was able to get the book, The Greatest Salesman, and the 10 scrolls and the 3 stories that he has in that book, and cherish it. I was able to, a couple other books from there, the Prayer of Jabez. We've also found some other great self-development and self-help books there because, and I'm going through all of this is because part of the journey of learning anything is also learning the discipline. And the discipline of personal development is we can always improve ourselves. And so one of the things that we will be making sure that we do through our internship program is exposing the interns to a collection of personal development books that can really help them with their personal growth and development. One of the books that they will be reading is Success Through Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone. Why that particular book? Because that particular book talks about that we all two talismen that we carry around with us. One is PMA, that's positive mental attitude. And when you have positive mental attitude, your outlook is different than when you have NMA, negative mental attitude. And I can say this, you know, even beyond the field of sales and business, that's what life is about, how you approach something, how you approach it. Do you approach it with a positive mental attitude? Oh, yes, I can. Or do you approach it? Oh, no, I can't. See, if you're looking to find fault in something, you will find fault in something. And what do I mean by that? A lot of times people try to pick things apart and try to prove that it won't work. Well, if you're looking for it not to work, it won't work. But if you're looking for it to work, it will work. And so that's very, very important in terms of outlook, attitude, and understanding about approaching any endeavor in life. And so we want to make sure that our interns get started with a positive mental attitude. And so that's one of the first books that they will be reading, Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. Because, see, if you have a positive mental attitude, then you will plow ahead and you will find a way to succeed. And, you know, a lot of times when you're working to succeed, you know, Les Brown says, make sure when life hits you from the blind side, it knocks you down. Says, make sure, he says, you fall on your back. Just because if you can look up, you can get up. that's important because life is going to hit you at times. You're going to have situations in life. You're going to be like, why? 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 It's your test. So you can have a testimony. So you can't have a testimony if you haven't had a test. And a lot of times people say, well, why am I going through this? You haven't passed the test yet. Once you pass the test, you won't go through it no more. And so if you're having challenges out there financially and you're having challenges with other things, you got to pass the test. Once you pass the test, it'll all be behind you. So just think about that in terms of life and life's challenges, is that when you're tested, keep pushing hard so you can pass the test, get that test out of the way. Once you've gotten that test out of the way, yeah, it's going to be another test, probably another test and another test, but they won't become as difficult as the original tests that you went through until you knock those difficult ones out the way. You know, I think about my college days and different courses and classes, and you know, one class I remember I took 3 times before I finally passed it. But I was determined that I was going to pass this class because I wanted to get that negative part off of my transcript that I had flunked it. And so I had to take it over. But I had to take it over 3 times before I finally was able to pass that class. And then the sad thing was that particular class, there was only one instructor on the campus that taught that class. So I couldn't pick it under no other instructor. So I had to just learn that man's ways, learn what he was looking for, and learn how to give him what he was looking for so that I could pass the class. Once I decided to do that, then it was easy. But all along before, I was resisting trying to give him back the information in the format that he wanted it in. I wanted to give it to him in my own format. And I say that again to say for people, especially when they come into this internship program, there's requirements. And you either meet the requirements or you don't. You know, we're flexible, but if you're supposed to do certain things in order to achieve the desired results, there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. If you're supposed to send out text messages a week, which is a small number, or post 10 things on Facebook a week, which again is a small number, and you haven't done them, then you haven't done your homework or you haven't done your assignment so that we can make numbers work for you in terms of what it is that we're offering people. And again, so we have the duties and stuff listed of what an intern has to do. I think I have those handy right here. Get that out. Okay. First thing this intern will be learning how to do is how to learn how to give away the Movements Unlimited Voitex online travel booking engine, which saves customers 85 to 90% of the time. What is the Voitex? How's it available? What is available on the Voitex? Here's what's available on the Voitex travel site. Hotels give cash rewards, available customer savings equals the cash rewards. Cruises, cash rewards are available. The amount earned for the cash rewards varies based on the cruise that your Voitex customer books. Excuse me. Weekly stays, effective on bookings, cash rewards are available. Amount earned for cash rewards varies based on the weekly stay that your Voitex customer books. Weekly stays are tremendous savings that people are able to get where they can go stay a week or so. So we're like Jamaica for on the Voitex for like about $279 for a whole week. And so some of those things, they have 4 to 5 people. Car rentals. When people rent cars on the Voitex, it also generates a cash reward, which can, again, those cash rewards are split 50-50 between the intern and Moments Unlimited. Some people say, well, why did the intern get the whole 100%? Because the intern does not have the contract. Moments Unlimited has the contract. So by using our contract, we're doing this. We say in terms of week of March, we're splitting the proceeds. We give them 50% of the proceeds that come back to us, the company, Moments Unlimited. Activities on the Voitex. Activities like booking in theme parks and places like that, recreational places. They also offer cash rewards. Now, you know, a lot of people are already traveling. So one of the things about having the Voitex and giving them the Voitex, there's no convincing somebody that's traveling. They're already doing that. And there's no selling. You just point them to the Voitex link. They go on. They look up what they was going to look up anyway. They can go look it up on one of the other highly advertised sites, and they can see that through the Voitex, they're going to get it 85 to 90% of the time. It's going to be cheaper. When we say cheaper, I mean sometimes it might be $25 cheaper. Sometimes it might be $50. Sometimes it might be $100. It depends on the different things that they're booking. This is what we say to people. What if in the next 90 days, 50 people made purchases through the Voitex giveaway, and let's say the average hotel savings was $50 a trip? Well, that means there's $2,500 that's split between Moments Unlimited and the intern. So that intern ends up earning $1,250. So interns are like affiliates that earn 50% of all commissions that come into the host agency, the Moments Unlimited Travel Group. The next thing that the intern has to do is they enroll in Travel Agent University. And I mentioned a little bit about that earlier. When they enroll in Travel Agent University, they're able to take specialty courses and classes to learn how to be a travel specialist for certain destinations. From that, then they're going to learn how to book those destinations and being able to earn commission. And the goal is to help them earn enough money within 90 days or sooner that they're able to purchase their own travel agency and become a business partner with Moments Unlimited. That's how we hire them. We hire them as a business partner. We help them earn enough money to become a business partner and then help them get licensed and have their own licensed travel agency as a business partner as part of the Moments Unlimited umbrella of what we do in this company called Surge 365. Okay. The other thing that each intern has to do is they have 2 coaching calls a week with me, Baba Jahi, and then they're also responsible for, once they're locked in, they're responsible for being on a weekly team call that we have. So that's pretty much the details of the internship program. We're looking to help a lot of different people who want to do this. Right now we're offering this in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and in Baltimore, Maryland, and pretty soon probably in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We'd like to be able to go virtual and offer this online everywhere. What we're going to first do is we're going to go through the first couple of months on the sites that we have actual control over before we step out there and just take people in all over the country, because we want to make sure that we have the system up, running, and working so that we have, if there's any kinks, that we have all the kinks worked out, whatever. So, but if anyone is interested in finding out when we will be able to go fully online, all you again have to do is you go to the Moments Unlimited website, you fill out our contact box, we get in touch with you and share with you when we look to be able to move to that phase. But if you're in Baltimore, Maryland, or you're in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, or Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the program is available to you now. So just said, hey, this has been Baba Jahi. Any questions about the internship to travel agent program, all you got to do again is text me at 252-458-3712, or you can email me at Baba, B-A-B-A, Jahi, J-A-H-I, 17@gmail.com. Hey, have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Ms. Victoria Falk will be on tap, and she will be having a great travel program that she will be sharing information with tomorrow as she does her Monday program, the Passionate Travel Radio Show. And Ms. Falk is one of our travel agents that networks and works with the Movements Unlimited Travel Agency through her agency, Passionate Travel Incorporated. And then on Friday, you have a show with Mama Jahi, and I don't know what her topic is going to be this week, but her topic center around peace, harmony, people getting along, how to work through encompassing situations, and just how to have love in your family and things like that. So make sure you tune into the Jasari's Love Show on Fridays at noon right here on Home Based Business 101. So until next time, this has been Baba Jahi, and I look forward to being back with you Wednesday as we do our Hump Day reading program. I had some technical difficulties past Wednesday. Was not on the air. Look forward to being on the air this Wednesday and getting back into the swing of going through the book Mr. Kimbrough has and finishing off that first chapter, Space, the Final Frontier. And I like to add my own little thing to that. When I think about that chapter, I think about Star Trek. And Star Trek used to come on and say, these are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. To boldly go beyond space, the final frontier. To boldly go beyond where no one has been. To search out new galaxies. And it's a little bit more to that. But I think about, as Dennis Kimbrough talks about space, the final frontier, space. And his first chapter is Space, the final frontier, internal space, the final frontier. So that's deep. I mean, you know, we really need to go deep into our minds, be creative. And everybody bears a spark of genius. There's some creative idea. There's some creative, and this is my closing for the day. Creative idea. There's some creative thought. Something that you think about and you decide, well, maybe, nah, nobody interested in that. I ain't going to do it. You know what? Let your creativity expand and grow. That is the key to business, is your creativity, letting it expand and grow. The majority of things that me and my wife have done through Movements Unlimited came from creative ideas. This internship program came from a creative ideas. Last week and a half, I've been working on a grant for the North Carolina Community Foundation. And as I was working through that grant, this idea of this internship hit me as I finished up the grant. So it's how one thing can spark another thought and get your creative juices flowing and create a program. And so I'm saying that to say is that, yes, I'm working to be creative as I can, but what creative thoughts do you have that are sitting idle that could lead you to another place? And when I say lead you to another place, is that the majority of people, not all people, you know, but the majority of people are working jobs that they can't stand. Les Brown says that the greatest day, the number one day in which people have heart attacks in America is on Mondays. Why? They don't feel like going to that job. That's a proven statistic. The number one day of the week that people have heart attacks is on a Monday. It's something about doing work that, you know, that is empty. We get trapped into it because you come out of school, and if you're not prepared financially for coming out of school, when I say coming out of school, I'm talking about high school, in terms of knowing exactly what you want to do and how you want to do it, you end up with some bills, so you have to get a job. Or your parents tell you, you know, hey, you got to get your own place. It's time to move on. I remember, you know, my instructions. When I finished high school, I was told me at that time, you know, if you want to go to college, you know, you got to figure out how you're going to be able to do that because we don't have no money to pay for it. Next thing I was told was get a job or go in the military. I went in the military. Even though I had a scholarship to go play tennis at a particular college, but I didn't think at the time that I was worthy of that. And so I turned it down. I didn't pursue it. The kind of energy and stuff that I have nowadays, if I had that energy then, I would have pursued it, and I probably would have broke every record at Loyola College that they had for as a tennis player. But at the time, I didn't have the kind of outlook that I have today, so I did not pursue something that I had a gift and a talent and a skill. And so I opted out of that. And I don't regret going in the military because going in the military changed my life. It gave me an outlook into issues and things that I saw wrong in the world, which eventually led to my social activism. And my social activism led to my desire to become an entrepreneur so that I could change conditions in my community, change people's lives. And that's, again, what we look to be able to do with this internship program, is that we want to help people go from travel intern to travel agent and tap into this $8.1 trillion industry out there and help people get some of the monies that are being spent in that industry and in turn be able to change conditions in our community. And that's all, again, part of our outlook in terms of the fourth principle of the Nguzo Saba Ujamaa Cooperative Economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses. And we support all seven principles of the Nguzo Saba, starting with the first principle, Umoja, strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Kujichagulia, self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, speak for ourselves, create for ourselves, instead of being defined, named, created for, and spoken for by others. Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our communities together, to make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems, and to solve them together. Ujamaa, the fourth principle, which we already went over, but I'll repeat it again. Cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and profit from them together. NIA, purpose, to make us our collective vocation, to build and develop of our people in order to restore them to their traditional greatness. Kaumba, creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way that we can to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And that's what we want to do through this travel internship program, leave our communities more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. We all are going to pass on someday. I mean, you know, I'm sad to be have to see Baba Dick Gregory go, but we all are going to meet that fate at some point in time because his human existence comes to an end. The seventh principle, Imani, faith, to believe with all our hearts in our parents, our teachers, our leaders, our people, in the righteousness and victory of our struggle. So those seven principles are the foundation of what Movements Unlimited does in terms of all of its programs. And so we're, again, Movements Unlimited is an Afrocentric cultural organization, nonprofit that's designed for family and youth development. Everything we do is about helping families and helping young people develop. So we're excited about this new program. And we will be constantly keeping you up to date here on Blog Talk Radio and how that program working and how that program develops. And we look to be able to have a bunch of successful interns who turn into successful travel agents. So until next time, this has been Baba Jahi. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. And may Baba Dick Gregory rest in peace and rest in power. Tutai Lana, that means till we meet again.